after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Sarah Williams reporting. The UN Human Rights Office says South Sudan's government has operated a scorched earth policy of killing, raping, and looting civilians as it fights rebels in the country's civil war. A new report released Friday says all parties in the conflict have committed serious and systematic violence against civilians, but says state actors bore the greatest responsibility during 2015 as opposition forces grew weaker. The report describes a multitude of human rights violations. The scale of sexual violence is particularly shocking, the Human Rights Office said in a statement. Between April and September 2015, the UN recorded more than 1,300 rapes in just one of the country's 10 states. The report contains accounts of civilians believed to support the opposition being burned to death, shot, hanged from trees, or cut to pieces. Angolan President José Eduardo dos Santos, one of Africa's longest ruling leaders, said Friday he will quit politics in 2018 following the end of his current term. Dos Santos, who has led Angola since 1979, has hinted at retiring before, but always remained in office. A spokesman for the opposition UNITA party said Friday that the party will believe Dos Santos is stepping down when they see it. The president is nearing the end of a five-year term that began when his party won the August 2012 general election. Last year, he announced the next elections will take place in August 2017. In his speech Friday, Dos Santos did not say why he intends to retire and did not name a potential successor. Please look at our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Radical Islam, foreign policy, and trade were among a range of issues tackled in a mostly civil debate between the last four U.S. Republican presidential candidates ahead of next Tuesday's key primary and caucus contests. On dealing with the threat posed by radicalized Muslims, the distinctions on their approaches were clear, beginning with Florida Senator Marco Rubio.
We're going to have to work with the Jordanian kingdom. We're going to have to work with the Saudis. We're going to have to work with the Gulf kingdoms. We're going to have to work with the Egyptians to defeat, for example, ISIS. It will take a Sunni Arab movement to defeat them.
Trump's closest rival in the contest so far, Texas Senator Ted Cruz, is the self-described alternative to Donald Trump's extremes in the race. Cruz criticized Trump's proposal to impose hefty trade tariffs on countries that do not cooperate with the United States. If Rubio loses to Trump in his home state, it would be a huge embarrassment and could mean the end of his campaign. Polls going into Thursday's debate showed Trump on top in Florida, followed by Rubio and Cruz. Polls also indicate Trump beating Ohio Governor John Kasich in Ohio. In Myanmar's lower house of parliament Friday, Tin Jaw, an unelected retired bureaucrat from the National League for Democracy, trounced the country's incumbent vice president, Salmaa Khom, in first-round balloting to move a step closer to the presidency. VOA correspondent Steve Herman is in the capital, Naypyidaw, and speaks about Tin Jaw.
He is quite well-known. General Min Swe is the chief minister for the Yangon region, quite a hardliner. And while he is certain to lose the parliamentary vote for president, he is guaranteed at least to be the second vice president. So Aung San Suu Kyi is not going to be able to have everything her way because she will have a second VP, a hardliner general. And the military, of course, has one-fourth of the seats in the parliament reserved for those in uniform.
Steve Herman in that piece was speaking about the incumbent vice president, Salmaa Khom. Macedonia's president says his country has been forced to pay for the actions of the European Union in the current migrant crisis, arguing that the influx has cost Macedonia $28 million so far. In an interview published Friday in the German newspaper Bild, George Ivanov said Macedonia is fed up with the situation after having to declare a national crisis. He complained that the European Union has not contributed a cent to Macedonia's expenses and said the trade bloc has completely lost sight of security concerns. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA. VOA.